have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I'm so glad you took time out of your schedule to be with us today on the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. Listen, I'm super excited about this day. It's a day we've never seen before, and God gets all. I'm going to say it again. He gets all of the glory. He is worthy to be praised. I want to take the time out to welcome you again to the Just For You podcast. If this is your first time listening in, or you're just returning back another week, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We do not take it lightly that you share your time with us on Elation Radio. I want to also say, hey, think about the goodness of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. I don't know about you, but whatever you're facing on today, I want you to put it in the back burner. I want you to think about it under your feet, because our God is good in spite of it all. Hallelujah. Celebrate with me today. He is good. I want to send a shout out to you, the listeners. Thank you again for just being here and supporting. We love you. We appreciate you. I want to send a shout out to Elation Radio, our CEO and founder, Dr. Kimby Robinson. God bless you and our Elation family. And to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., thank you for your love and support each and every week. We say thank you to you and to our guest of honor who makes it all possible, that none of us could do what we do without him. It is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Abba Father. We honor you. We worship you. We thank you for the opportunity to serve. There is none like you. I also want to share with those of you that are just listening and do not know about the Just For You podcast, let me share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, school, church, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Well, I want you to know on today, we are going to be talking about a word to the wise. All right. Let's say our topic again is a word to the wise. You know, when I was praying and asking God, there's been so much going on all over the land. We trust God. We believe him for him to do the incredible, the impossible, and to make a way out of no way for each and every one of us. We believe our God reigns. I tell you, he is more than enough for each and every one of us. And if we would listen to his words of wisdom, we would make it through every situation in our lives. Amen. So on today, we're going to be talking about a word to the wise. Will you join me in a word of prayer? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Abba Father, we call on you to help us in this time. We ask, oh Lord, that you come in, lead, guide, direct us, give us wisdom for everything we are to do. We can't do anything without you. So we call upon you. We come in the name of the Lord. We ask that you bless Elation Radio, our founder, Dr. Kimby Robinson, our Elation family, to the listeners, to my husband, to all that are connected, that listen, whether live, replay, on any of the digital platforms. I thank you, God, for your word getting out and that you are being glorified. I ask you to have your divine will and way. Lead me, guide me, and direct me on what it is you want to say to your people on today. I pray, God, someone gets saved. Someone draws themselves closer to you because of the word they hear and become stronger and better because you are Lord. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we are sharing today a word to the wise. You know, when we think about what things are and how this life is, we can all agree, we can all be blessed with wisdom. Wisdom is what do we do with the knowledge we have. Again, wisdom is what do you do with the knowledge you have, whether it is spiritually, mentally, naturally in this life, dealing with our everyday principles of life. What do you do with the mindset and the wisdom that you have? Let's go to the word of God, because I am a firm believer. When I come on, I don't want to talk in and of myself. I want to seek the face of God for what he wants every one of us, that we can be strengthened, healed, delivered, and made whole. Amen. We'll be studying today in 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. I'm going to be talking about how Solomon asked for wisdom. And wisdom is key, because here's the thing. If you're operating and flowing where you think you've got it all and you don't really seek God as a believer in your decisions and your ways, we're headed for trouble. So when we ask God to come in every week, we pray, Lord, come in, lead us, guide us in these podcasts, because as much as Michelle may be gifted, have things that she knows and knows how to do, it means nothing without his guidance. It means nothing without his touch. I want his super on my natural all the time. I don't care where I am, what I'm doing. I want him to be glorified. This is the heart of believers that trust him and stand on his word. Listen, we're not always going to get it right, but what we do know is what is right, and to follow that to the best of our ability. So here we have Solomon, who is known for his profound wisdom and all. Why is wisdom key? Why is it that we should search and ask for wisdom over anything? Because wisdom is the thing that opens every door in your life. Why? Because it gives you instruction and guidance. You can have money, but if you don't have instructions and guidance on what to do with the money, it's just money. And it's just operating. I want to live in the fullness of God, that if I had $1, he could tell me what to do with that $1, because I sought his face and it stretched beyond. We know 10 dimes make a dollar. Each dime can represent something different that makes that whole dollar much bigger than what it is. I want you to ask God, whenever you do something, whatever you want to accomplish something, what his thoughts are. Because when you seek the face of God, he will answer you. So let's go to 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. Amen. This is the New International Version. Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married his daughter. He brought her to the city of David until he finished building his palace and the temple of the Lord and the wall around Jerusalem. The people, however, were sacrificing at the high places because a temple had not yet been built for the name of the Lord. Let me stop there. It's interesting to understand when we are given so many choices what we will choose. As believers of this covenant of God, as believers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as believers that know who El Shaddai is, El Adonai, all of who he is in the names of God, that we are to understand he is first. That means every decision is run by him when you are in relationship with him. That means you honor his word and his precepts, that we abide by it. Not when we're feeling good, not when we're just in the brick and mortar, not just when we're around church folk, not just when we're in the presence of the religious community, but who are we when we've been given the choices we've been given, when nobody's looking at all, and when we're left every day to make decisions that will build the kingdom of God or tear it down? What will we do? So here you have a people who know God, know who he is. But because there is no, this is the danger, I need somebody to understand this. Because there was no physical brick and mortar, there was no physical temple, they decided, this is what the word of God said, they decided, right, to sacrifice at the high places. Let me say it. And two, it says the people, however, were still sacrificing at the high places because it had not yet been built for the name of the Lord. Let me stop again. When you gave your life to the Lord, not just your church or physical brick and mortar, when you gave your life to the Lord, did you commit to his covenant and his way, or did you commit to your flesh, or did you commit to the building, the work? But yet he was not a part of what you were committing to. I need you to think about that today, because too often we believe when we give the pastor our hand, when we go to the church, when we do those things that are required or to serve, that we are connected to God. But the reality is, when the church doors closed and the pandemic hit, we found people lost their mind. The same people that gave the pastor their hand, that worked in the church, had no clue, some, of what to do when the church doors closed. How can this be? Let's keep reading. Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given him by his father David, except he offered sacrifices and burnt incense on the high places. This was his way of giving to God, following his instructions and making a sweet-smelling savor into God's nostrils. 4, the king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place. And Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream. And God said, ask for whatever you want me to give you. Listen, when you are connected to God, when you involve him and ask him to come into your decision, Solomon found God asked him, what does he want him to give? 6, Solomon answered, you have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne to this very day. Now, Lord, my God, you have made your covenant, your servant. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duty. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? Did you hear what he said to God? When you have the whole world in front of you, what will you choose? I'm concerned today because as believers, because the choices, the opportunity, the options are so great, if we're not rooted and grounded in the world, in the word of God, in the word of God, we can select at the moment what seems to be right and good because it seems and feels right. The word of God is so important. It is never based upon your feelings. It does not change because you feel a certain way. A covenant is always going to be a covenant with God. A promise is always going to be a promise with God. He does not waver in his covenants or his promises because of our circumstances. Our circumstances reveal to us who he is in our lives. What do you mean, Pastor Michelle? When I'm faced with a trial, it is what comes out of my mouth, out of my heart, that reveals what I believe and who I believe God is. Do I have the mentality to wait on him, or do I take matters in my own hands? Because some believe, well, you just can't just sit there and do nothing. You need to do it yourself. The danger of doing it yourself without a word from God will cost you everything. Everything. You can depend on God no matter what comes your way. Do you not know when you accept the Lord as your Savior and Abba Father as your dad that life is coming with circumstances and consequences and situations that will shake you up to see if you really believe God? How do I know that? Our brother Job. Job was the richest man in all of the East. Yet, the enemy wanted to try Job. Was this a surprise to God? No, it was not. Is your circumstances and life and choices and things that the enemy has thrown at you a surprise to God? No, it is not. Aren't you glad we have the type of God that when the enemy came to try Job, though it hurt him, though he went through, though his heart was broken, though he faced so many trials, that he did not let go of God's hand. He would not stop believing in the God that gave him all that he gave him. Even in his losses, even in his brokenness, even in his afflictions, he did not let go of God. He said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. What is it with this new belief and religion that if something doesn't go my way, I do it the way I want to because I got to get out of this pain? And you know what? This didn't move fast enough for me, so let me run here. And if I can't do that, you know what else? I'm going to try whatever makes me feel good. Maybe I'll self-medicate with alcohol or with drugs or with people in my life. Maybe it will be sexual immorality. Maybe it will be something that will cause me guilt and shame, but yet it feels right at the moment, so I pursue it because of my needs, not his word. My needs, not his word, to be met. When you make a choice that is not like him, whatever it is, it can be any of the seven sins. There's pride, there's gluttony, and there are others. Come on. Lying. All of those things resort back to you, not God. Solomon learned something from watching all he was given. He could have been a spoiled brat. He could have thought, I'm better than everyone. He could have said to himself, look at all that I've been blessed with. Let me just live like who I am. Do you know people who live as if the world has been given to them and they owe no one anything? I caution you today to be cautious, to know that what you've been given to steward is of God, not of yourself. It yields an outcome kingdom. What are you doing with your finances? What are you doing with your gifts? What are you doing to please him that his seal of approval could be upon your life, that his seal of approval could lead you into wisdom to know what to do with what you have been trusted with? If you were ever so bold enough, I would ask, one day, sit down. Write down all the giftings God has given you. Write down everything you believe that God has given you to accomplish. I want you to check in that list how many times God was involved. I also want you to go back and check in that list whether you were a good steward of those gifts or not. Have you even tapped into the gifts that God has given you to yield a heavenly result? Why is wisdom important? Because it will lead you what the word of God would want you to do for your situation. What does that look like? Have you ever known anyone who has been in the hospital and the doctor's report was a bad report? And the word of God says, whose report will you believe? And they believed the report of the Lord, and he healed them miraculously. Then there are times people will go, and they believe God, and he calls them home to glory. Here's the wisdom, each of those cases. God is God. As a believer, if we live and we are healed and we are strengthened and we are allowed to do his will, furthermore, it is his doom. If he calls a believer in the midst of everybody praying, I remember not long ago, Pastor Tony Evans' wife passed. I remember how the world was praying. And I remember because of great faith, the family knew and believed God she would pull through. Lois Evans had an assignment with God. And in her living, she gave away all she was to impart, even on her sick day. And it brought glory to God. So much it ignited the faith of believers to believe she would be fully healed. What the people didn't understand, it wasn't her physical healing place. It was her spiritual healing for her heavenly flight in preparation. What am I saying? Don't give in to the enemy's devices when you can't see something turning out the way you wanted it to be when God is God. Sometimes we can all struggle with why things haven't happened. Or why it happened this way. But the wisdom of God is to follow his instruction and allow him to make the decision that shows he is God in your life. Solomon understood this. Solomon understood that he could not lead a great people without the power of God. He understood that he needed strength, wisdom, understanding. Let's go back to the word of God. The Lord was pleased in verse 10 that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life, or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice. I will do what you have asked. I need to stop right there. To know his prayer moved God enough to tell him he will do what he asked because his asking was not in vain. I want you to understand not to let your faith die because you don't see the results you think should be there. You are not God. Only God knows the will and purpose of his plan. He will give us some knowledge, but it doesn't mean he's going to reveal everything to you. And it is in those times that you find out where your relationship is. Solomon watched his dad. I'm sure he heard about Bathsheba and Uriah. I'm sure he knew of the sins of his father. But yet he is an extension and was given an assignment to build a temple in the name of the Lord. It was transferred to him because of who his father was. And in here, in all of David's sin, the Bible records and says he still was a friend of God. Be careful with your knowledge and not clearly knowing what to do with it, because it can cost you some things in this life. David knew God, but yet he didn't use wisdom when it came to Bathsheba. As a result, he had a son, he had a child that died because of his sin. Here's his son, Solomon. Look at the grace of God. In an opportunity for the wrong you did, I still give you a son who is calling on the name of the Lord. So great, I trust him to build my temple. Now he has gotten enough of me to understand in his position, he's not so great that he doesn't need the Lord. So he goes to God, pours out his heart authentically that God could answer him. He says, let me paraphrase this. I don't know how to do what you've given me to do. I need your help, Lord. And because of his sincerity, because of his humbleness, because he understood it was God he was serving, the Lord granted him what he asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never have been anyone like you. Nor will there ever be. Isn't that something? Because you knew who I was. I'm going to create you. So there'll never, ever be anybody ever like you. Isn't that powerful? Think about that. 13. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth, honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decree and commands as David your father did, I will give you long life. Then Solomon awoke, and he realized it had been a dream. He returned to Jerusalem, stood before the ark of the Lord's covenant, and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offering. Then he gave a feast for all his court. What does it say to you? He had a word. He had a word. He had a word from the Lord. Have you ever lived where he gave you a word and it seemed like it was in a dream? It was unreal. But yet you received instruction and you followed the instruction of the Lord. And he fulfilled what he showed you. One of my favorite scriptures is found in Luke 1 and 45. It says, and there shall be a performance of things told her of the Lord. When you hear God and he ministers to your soul, through his word, through a song, through encouragement of a believer, through whatever means he sees fit and necessary. It brings life to you, no matter what the situation is. I want to encourage you on today that the lies that the enemy has told you have not been real. They have been set there to cause confusion that your mindset would not trust God. When it looked your worst and you saw an inevitable end to something and you felt it coming closer and closer at that time, what did you do? Did you trust God? Or did you buckle to the weight of the discouragement, heartache, and brokenness? We can all be honest. We've been there. Isn't it important to realize and understand that he still loves you and he cares? He was faithful in spite of David's wickedness, the heartache he caused God, that he would still bless him, carry out the work. Why has God been saying, come back to the altar so he can cleanse his people? He can speak to his people to do the work in this end time that he desires, that no man, woman, boy, or girl has to be left behind because they didn't believe he was coming back. They need to know who God is. Can someone say that about your life? Can they see your authentic living, your ups, your downs, your what you go through to understand that you still yet hold on to God? Do you have to tell them that you believe in Abba Father, Yahweh? Do they believe that he is God through your living? I encourage you today to never let go of his hand. I encourage you today to use the wisdom of Solomon. In all your praying, seek his face for what he has for you. Yes, it's okay to give him your heart's desire, but make sure you're aligning yourself with his word and his way. Make sure you're taking the time to seek his face concerning decisions, people, situations, that he can speak to the heart of that individual, that he can do what needs to be done, no matter how long it takes, no matter what it looks like. He is God and he is good. We pray the Lord will add a blessing, a healing, a covering to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. We pray that this exhortation will bless your soul and that you will hear his voice in a way you've never heard him before, that the wisdom of God will be a word to the wise and that he will receive all the glory from you. It is important that he understands and knows in our lives that he is first, not second, not third, not fourth, not fifth, that he is first in our lives, that we run to him with what's on our mind and how he wants to do what he wants to do in our lives. It's important for us to gather all of the information that we need that he be glorified. Him on today. Believe his word. Know he won't fail you. Know that he's looking for a church without a spot, a wrinkle, or a blemish. He's looking for a people that is going to do what is necessary in this hour. Not just for themselves, because when we're serving, it is for others as well. Your gifts were given to you and were yielded to you for him to be glorified. He loves you on today. And he comes to remind us of his love, his mercy, his grace for our lives. The very thing that you believe may or may not be important, consider the fact that he is God. And although decisions made by him could have hurt you or broken your heart, he will never leave you or forsake you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Trust in his word and take this word to the wise. Thank you for listening to this week's exhortation. I pray it will bless your soul, that you will be able to hear what he is saying, that it is applied to your life, and that you see his hand move. I want you to know, if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you. This is the month of May. And I tell you, so many blessings are taking place. We honor all the May birthdays. We honor you, Sherilyn Washington, Teresa Johnson. I honor all the mothers for Mother's Day. I'm honoring you. And I want you to know, God bless you. If it's your birthday and we haven't called your name, you are included in the celebration. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you've just been blessed with a beautiful vehicle. Maybe you've been blessed to finish school. To all the graduates, we want to say congratulations on your feet and that you finished your education. May God bless your footsteps, that you are to accomplish all the things that he's given you to do. God bless you on your graduations. I also want to say, maybe you've gotten married, celebrating an anniversary. Whatever capacity of celebration it is in your life, may God bless you and may he be with you. Hallelujah. Through what you're doing. Then there are times when it's the exact opposite. Perhaps there's been a death. There's a loved one that is sick. Perhaps you've received some bad news, some hardship. I want you to know, here at Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We are praying that God will heal. He will deliver. He will strengthen you through this time. That you know that you're not alone and that you can depend on God, because he is worthy to be praised. I want you to know, if you have physical needs that you have, do not sit in a spirit of pride that you won't allow God to help you. And help can come in various ways. I want you to know if you have physical needs of food, maybe housing, other needed things that you need in your life, please call United Way. They are armed to a lot of local churches and assemblies in our community. They are there to help. In the St. Louis area, you can reach them at 211. Again, that's 211. They will connect you with the resource based upon your situation, and they will be able to lead you to some things that will be able to help you. There's also Urban League St. Louis, Urban League St. Louis. You can reach them at ULSTL. They have over 55 programs and resources that are available to assist you in your time of need. There are educational components, trainings, and programs that you can become a part of by contacting their office and via website. It is ulstl.com. I want to share with you, there is the St. Peter's, and it's called Messy Church. This is the last Sunday of every month, and it is from 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 a.m. They are located at 1425 Stein in St. Louis, Missouri, 63135. For more information, this is for you. They will have songs, playground games, finger paint, water stuff, and fun activities. You can reach them at 314-521-5694. We also want to let you know there are various programs and opportunities for you to be a part of. Amen. There's also a walk coming up. I'm going to pull up this information for you, and it is a walk in honor of and to help with the preventative measures that are in place for those suffering with substance abuse, okay? And I want to share this information because many of us know there's someone that we know that has various information on what can be done to assist. So walks, programming, all of these things are important that someone can see the importance of being able to get the help they need. There's an organization called Preventive Ed that will help them with resources as well. And we know that God is the resource for us all. Amen. There are resources for us all. So I encourage you to hold fast to his unchanging hand. I'm going to read to you the information that has been presented to me called Heal Walks. It will be in June of this year. And on this information, I'm going to give you a contact number that you can reach out and find out more information.